let out into
the. I thought he was awesome. Really enjoyed watching him. I thought he handled the day really well. To your point, there's a lot going on, especially for a young player like Mason. There's a decent amount of attention. He's focused on just competing, but there's other responsibilities when it's your first day up here. And I thought he's handled it extremely well, and he was excited to get on the field and get the game going. There's a lot to be excited about when you watch that kid play.
Weirdly enough, that play in the top of the second that doesn't quite get made, is that a pretty good showcase for the kind of skill he has that's got the ball?
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to get to it, and then I thought there was no chance of there being a play at first, and he did both, so yes.
What's your read on the Alonzo drama there? Was there a read that was intentional or just a goof on his part to throw that ball out there?
It's kind of my understanding is he didn't know what was going on is what I have understood at the moment. So,
yeah. How do you understand that? Does the word get back to you, or
it looked like he apologized?
Like he was trying to get your all.
Yeah, he did. He apologized, and then we had a couple guys get to first base, and there's conversations there. So, I feel fine about it.
You guys get it back?
I believe we did. I think we did. Yeah.
Ollie, how do you evaluate the outing tonight from Zach?
I thought Zach did a nice job, man. He used the fastball extremely well, painted at the bottom of the zone with it, good velo, beat some guys up top when needed, landed his curveball enough, and the cutter got some swing and miss. We wanted to keep him right around 80 pitches. He was efficient in that last inning, ended at like 83, I believe. So that was a really nice job by him. It allows us to take him up to 95, 100 pitches next time out, which is ideal.
With kind of the odd way that his season has unfolded, is that just kind of what you're looking to in his role that he's in now, evaluating, saying every fifth day, what's it look like for this guy to go out there and pitch for us?
No doubt. And when you look at his ability or inability to do that in AAA, there's a lot of free passes, just one command of the baseball. He's done the complete opposite up to this point up here. I mean, he's filling up the zone, he's landing his stuff, he's been aggressive. So it's looked really good. So we need to continue to build off of that, yeah.
There've been a few times this season that have highlighted sort of the importance of what Lars brings to the lineup and
completes
the picture of it. That's if you still do have the three big poppers there in the lineup. What are you seeing from your offense?
You definitely love when Newt and Gorman are in it. They're a big part of the lineup. But to your point, we also have some other guys that get the job done. We haven't been able to cash in some runs in the last couple of days, but it is what it is. Do I think that'll continue? No, I don't.